Joining us now on the line, we welcome Thabo Lesene. Thabo is a donor educator at the South African National Blood Services, the SANBS. Thabo, very good afternoon to you, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us on today's show.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for giving us the time.
Indeed. Great to have you on board, Thabo. So let's get the conversation going. Let's set the context of our discussion. With the festive season now upon us, often a joyful time, but it's also a critical period, Thabo, for healthcare services. Now, blood donation, especially important during December. Take us through it. What are we dealing with?
So as you can imagine, during this holiday season, going into the new year, there's a lot of people on the roads, and as you can imagine, we do have a high number of accidents on the road
right.
due to travel and a number of other factors. So it's important that we have the general public to be aware that this is also the general time where we have a decline in our donations of donors, because you're not at your normal places. So this is that time of the year where we need as many more people to give in that festive holiday spirit to say, I want to give more to those that are in need.
Thabo, having mentioned that, in anticipation of the festive season, does the SANBS not initiate blood drives, blood donation drives prior to the season, say a couple of months before? Is there any such project in place?
Yeah, so as you can imagine, businesses and many other different organizations are closed during this period of time. So it's where our main priority is to target shopping centers, as well as also small community malls where we are able to see the ordinary people going in and out for their shopping needs. So that's where a lot of the times we are able to recruit a large number of people during December, as well as also the holiday seasons during school times as well.
No, sure. Okay, so blood storage. Okay, so when you extract blood, what is its lifespan? How long does it last?
So from a single unit that a person will donate, it can last up to 42 days. But the minimum amount is within 5 days. Already, your unit of blood is most likely saving a patient's life.
Okay, so it's worth, did I understand you correctly now? 42 days, so it's 42 days?
Yes, within 42 days, your unit of blood has to already been used.
Okay. Now, also at the same time, you're contending with blood types. How do you get around that?
So the wonderful thing about it is when a person is going to donate, whether it's your first donation or your 100th donation, each and every single donation, we are going to be testing your blood type. But also what's important is we can't necessarily look at a person and say, definitely you are group O, or definitely this one is a group B. So that's
sure.
where we try our level best to inform people at the end of the day, every unit of blood, every blood type is just as important as the last.
Okay, and the amount of people you were mentioning earlier on, where you hold your blood drives, people through malls, for example, through shopping centers or other centers, what responses are you seeing now compared to before?
So, as you can imagine, there is a decline with regards to our donors because people obviously not at their normal homes, or most likely they are traveling. So that's where we are trying our level best to, of course, just put the word of mouth out there to state that if you are going back home, bring your family along, especially if you know for a fact that you are either traveling outside of the current city that you're in. It's important that you still donate wherever you will be. It's important that, of course, you check on our social media sites to mm-hmm. see where it's visible for you to obviously go to. But outside of that, that's where we urge people to call our toll-free number to just request it on demand.
I guess this answers the next question coming in from one of our listeners, Thabo. Somebody's asking, many people want to help but aren't sure if they qualify. So who is eligible to donate blood, and what basic requirements should listeners know about?
So to be simple and clear, a lot of people like to say, but am I underweight? Is my weight going to be an issue? So the important thing to note, of course, is you have to remember to donate blood. You have to do it as a volunteer. So understanding that you're doing this from the kindness of your heart, because we are dependent on you to understand that we require at least minimum of 4 donations within a year and a maximum of 6. So during that period of time, we're going to remind you, please remember to eat at least a meal before donating, weigh above 50 kg. And you must remember, of course, you need to live a healthy lifestyle, because the blood that you are donating at the end of the day, I like to say it like this. If you are going to be donate, imagine it being your mother right next to you, opposite you.
Right.
You'd want to give your mom life. You'd want to obviously save her life. And in order for that to happen, you'd want to give her the best blood, which is your own.
Tabo, I've just received a message from one of our listeners. Karen is asked, saying, my husband is a regular donor. He used to get reminder SMSs. Now he doesn't get one. How do we remedy that?
So how we remedy is, if your husband, as well as yourself, if possible, either come visit us at your nearest donor center so that we can go ahead and fix it on our system. We did go through a transition of systems within the past few years, so that may have been a contributing factor. But otherwise, you can call our toll-free number and it can be done telephonically over the phone.
A toll-free number on the SANBS, toll-free number, is that what we're referring to?
Yes, the 0800 11 90 31.
Okay, that should be easy to Google, isn't it? Where we just go to your website and we'll find the number there. Okay, no, that's fine, Tabo. I just want to make sure that we are all on the same wavelength here. And Karen, I hope that answers your question. Tabo, what I wanted to also ask you is, where does the South African National Blood Services currently stand in terms of blood stock levels, and are there any blood groups that are particularly needed right now?
So just a kind note with that is we have reached over 150,000 units over the period of this year. But as you can imagine, we require more units as possible day by day. On a single day, we require almost 4,000 units of blood, meaning we need 4,000 citizens to just donate on a regular basis. So it is important that during this period of time, we urge as many people as possible just to go and kindly remind the family and friends to say, have you done your part to say, have you saved a life? If you can kindly remind me of the second part of your question.
Are there any blood groups that are... Okay, but you have answers. I think you've alluded to it, but some people are coming into the conversation a little, well, only now. So are there any blood groups that are particularly needed right now?
So it's like a parent having many children, or even, let's say, 4. You're never going to say, my favorite child is this, or my least favorite child is this. But it's important to obviously note that there is a particular blood group known as Group O. It's known as the Universal Blood Group, meaning that this particular blood group can donate to all blood types. So that is the one blood type that's obviously in demand, especially for emergency cases in hospitals and ICUs.
Sure. Interestingly, Tabo, what you've just mentioned now, looking back over the year, how have donor contributions made a real difference to patients in hospitals across South Africa?
So it's a daily basis, because within the blood that we are able to collect from you as a single donor, we separate into 3 components. So those 3 components being red blood cells. So what you usually see on TV and what is actually being given to the patient while in the operation room, as well as platelets and plasma. So platelets and plasma, as well as also the red blood cells, contribute to cancer patients receiving what they need for treatment, as well as other burn victims requiring treatment for themselves. As you can imagine, it's different forms of lives obviously being assisted and aided by just a single unit of blood.
Interesting question coming through here. With people traveling on holiday, where can listeners find blood donation sites during the festive season? And are there pop-up or perhaps holiday-friendly locations available?
Yes. So it is important to note that we are all over the country, except the Western Cape province. So if ever you are now finding yourself in Northern Cape, for example, or even in Northwest or other parts of the country, I urge you just to go ahead and search our social media platforms, because it could happen to be that we're at a mall or shopping center no longer than 5 or 10 minutes away from you. So that's where we urge you, contact us on social media or our toll-free number.
Thabo, great having you on board. You really are attracting attention. Another question coming through. There's often a perception that donating blood takes a long time. In reality, how long does the donation process itself take from start to finish?
Yeah, so I'm going to use myself as an example. Right. I've donated over 70 times, and each time is different from the last. Mm. But on average, 5 to 15 minutes. But it depends, of course, on yourself. I always urge people to remember, when donating, be as calm as possible. If you need a loved one or a friend to be nearby, or even if you just want to listen to music and calm down, that's important because it's going to allow the process to go faster and easier for you.
Indeed, encouraging for first-time donors. Somebody's actually just asked that, first-time donors, what can we expect? So I guess you've kind of like underlined the point, unless you want to just add to that.
One last reminder. It is a needle, and unfortunately, that needle will have to obviously go ahead and take through your blood. So mm-hmm. a lot of people have that fear of the needle. But
I
it's
do.
Important to
I'm one of them. I confess immediately to that. I'm very squeamish about. But hey, you can't apologize. That's our technology, for want of a better description, right now.
So one thing I'll urge you to understand, I donated just a couple of days ago and I was squeamish. Every time I donate, they understand that he's going to obviously look the other way and be a bit squeamish.
That's exactly
but
what I do.
Myself,
sure.
I remind myself, just like you, why am I doing it in the first place?
Right.
I know that it's a little pinch, and that minor pinch is now going to contribute to a mother and her child.
Indeed.
Either seeing their loved ones or actually seeing the future for themselves. So I always just remind myself, why is it being done in the first place? And this needle, I'll see it another day.
Indeed. Thabo, as we close off, what is the South African National Blood Service's final festive season message to the public, from you and from the service, about saving lives through blood donation? What would you like to put out there?
Well, for myself and the company, we would like to wish all South Africans a safe, peaceful, and joyful festive season. But most of all, to our donors and our future donors, we want to thank you for the countless efforts that you've obviously gone ahead and contributed to many lives being saved. And a kind reminder, that single unit of blood has saved 3 more lives afterwards. So just like to say thank you once more, and thank yous will never be enough.
Indeed, Thabo. Thanks, and thank you for joining us on this afternoon's show to just give us some background into donating blood. Thabo Leseni, from all of us, wishing you a pleasant and blessed festive season and everything of the best for you and the services going into 2026. Thabo Leseni, donor educator at the South African National Blood Service.